We're very fortunate to have Donica Mendrigal, and Donica is a force in the tax-exempt space. She runs her own self-named law firm with a number of colleagues and associates, and they focus exclusively on nonprofit and tax exempts, and as with many of us, really guides and shepherds them through the complete life cycle of the nonprofit experience, and also advises in the various things that come up along the way. Donica is also very much rooted in the local nonprofit community here in Texas, and I would like to give a special kudos and shout out to her in her work leading the TEGE Exempt Organizations Council, which, additional shout out, they are having their meeting February 19th, I believe. 21st. Okay, so you'd be ready on the 19th and we'll start the 20th, 21st. A very important work with a lot of important insights and folks participating there as well. Next, we have Chris Bugbee of the One Star Foundation. In 2019, Chris was appointed by Governor Abbott to serve as president and CEO of One Star Foundation and One Star National Service Commission. Chris has played vital roles within Texas, focused on One Star key initiatives, and has also been critical in implementing the Texas Faith-Based and Community Initiative, and was also in D.C. For a number of years, I believe, focusing also on faith-based and community initiatives as well. Chris is a native Texan. I appreciate that. I'm from Alaska, and so someone asked me last night if both Texans and Alaskans have some sensitivities, and as an Alaskan, I was like, well, of course they do, and I'm going to test that with you later, Chris. So. And then we have another Chris further down the line, Chris Hensman at the Housing Partnership Network. Chris is a key advisor and strategic partner to the Housing Partnership Network's president and CEO, and has worked worked during his career to increase impact for people in the communities nonprofits serve, and was also previously with Houston Habitat for Humanity, the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation, Arnold Ventures, and a 15-year stint at the State Department as an advisor to the White House and international diplomats. So, and also is Texas-based. So I will, without further commentary, leave it to them to talk us through disaster relief. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Megan. Okay, so welcome back from lunch, everyone. As we're going to jump right in, because we've got a lot of content to share. As the three of us worked through our conversations and our different perspectives around this topic, we recognized that this panel, and particularly these two next to me, were uniquely suited to share really vetted, collaborative ideas that organizations that are not steeped in disaster relief, maybe organizations that have never touched this arena on any level, tools that they might use to step in during the if and when, because as Megan alluded, it seems as though there's always something. A quick note, just in terms of material expectations, there's a paper that talks about nothing that we will talk about today, but it's more like disaster relief 101. So if you're new to the space and want to kind of understand the rules and parameters, that's in there. Chris H. also added a paper around kind of top five lessons learned in this space. That is what we'll be talking about. So that'll be a great supplement to follow after what we cover. With the housekeeping out of the way, I want to touch just a tiny moment on my perspective, and then you aren't going to hear just a whole lot from me over the next 40 minutes or so. As Megan said, we work with a lot of clients in this space. I think like most private practitioners, one of the most common areas we see is clients or organizations coming in to ask the question of, you know, this disaster hit us in the front door, or it hit our staff, or it hit, you know, some part of our community, how do we pivot and what do we do? So we advise often in that context in terms of, you know, what can you do within your purposes and missions, and, you know, what can you do from a nonprofit perspective, from a federal tax perspective, you know, where are the parameters there? Our primary involvement, though, in this space is really working with both organizations who have missions based in disaster relief. Maybe they're doing that overseas in areas of strife or conflict areas, We also work with a lot of employer-sponsored funds. So we do a lot in this space, but we don't do anything like what...